Amid protests from students and faculty at UMass Boston, the chancellor of UMass Amherst is defending its deal to buy the campus of Mount Ida College in Newton. Plans laid out by the chancellor show how the school hopes to increase revenue and pay for the move. WBUR's Fred Tice has been examining finances for the UMass campuses and is with us now to talk about it. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So UMass Amherst has described this deal as a way to increase opportunities for undergrads from the flagship campus in Amherst to get internship experiences in the Boston area, but a letter to state lawmakers last week suggests that student housing is just part of the plans by the school. So, what do we know about how the Newton property might be used?
Well, there are 820 beds on the Newton campus, which means that the Amherst campus is going to be able to add students as it sends students to Newton for the year. UMass Amherst is also going to start new programs, executive education, lifelong learning, other short-term non-credit programs on the Newton campus, but it is also going to start new degree programs in business, in nursing, in computer science, in engineering. And UMass Amherst says those programs would not involve sending Amherst students out to Newton, but would actually be new programs at the Newton campus taking in new students.
New programs and new students. So it's a chance for UMass Amherst to expand enrollment, as you say.
Absolutely. If 820 beds are created in Newton for UMass Amherst students in internships or co-op programs, then that frees up beds in Amherst, and then the college can add to its enrollment in Amherst.
So let me ask a money question. How does the school imagine this deal is going to be financed?
Well, UMass will issue bonds. UMass Amherst takes over the debt of Mount Ida, and in turns it gets the property. UMass Amherst projects an additional $1.4 million in annual revenue from the Mount Ida campus, in part because it can add more students in Amherst, and in part because the new programs that it's going to offer in Newton.
As we mentioned at the start, UMass Boston is pretty concerned about this deal. What's it mean about financial support for UMass Boston? Is it going to keep any funding from that school?
No. Each campus is expected to put together its own budget, and there won't be any funds from the Newton campus that will go to UMass Boston.
Does this place UMass Amherst and UMass Boston in direct competition in a way, since geographically they're going to be pretty close together?
Yeah, UMass Amherst and the president's office, Marty Meehan's office at UMass, say no, right? But at UMass Boston, students and faculty do worry that the new programs in Newton will poach from UMass Boston. And that concern was underlined at a hearing last week. Former Northeastern President Richard Freeland, who has also served as the Commissioner of Higher Education in Massachusetts, said he thought the deal would not only cannibalize students from UMass Boston, but would actually poach students from other colleges in the Boston area.
So more scrutiny ahead for this deal, do you think, Fred?
Yes, I think so. We learned from Chris Gabrielli, who's the chairman of the Board of Higher Education last week, that they can only intervene in UMass, if you will, if UMass Amherst creates new programs on its new Mount Ida Newton campus. And now it appears that new degree-granting programs are going to be created there. That will provide a role for the Board of Higher Ed.
All right. WBUR's Fred Tice has been following this and will continue to do so. Fred Tice, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.